It's the first weekend of the Winter Olympics, and there are remarkable feats of skill and endurance happening in Beijing. But some of the greatest accomplishments come before athletes ever reach the Games. This morning, NPR's Brian Mann profiles Emily Sweeney, a sled racer from upstate New York, who returns to the Olympics after a life-changing crash.
4 years ago at the Winter Games in Pyeongchang, Emily Sweeney was rocketing down the track feet first, more than 60 miles an hour, banking through sharp turns, when her luge sled bucked and twisted out of control. Her dad, Larry Sweeney, was there that day in South Korea.
I've never seen an accident with my kids after 20-some years that bad. And we took off running.
Video of the crash is painful to watch. Sweeney's body slammed side to side against ice hard and unforgiving as concrete. Her mom, Sue Sweeney, was also there. She says the only reason her daughter is alive today is her skill as an athlete.
For the training that they've received over all these years, she wouldn't be here today or wouldn't be herself today if it hadn't been for that.
But Emily Sweeney still left the sled track that day with devastating injuries, the kind that often end careers for top-tier athletes.
Broke my neck and my back, and I came back, and I'm here.
She spoke to reporters after arriving in Beijing ahead of luge races that get underway tomorrow. Sweeney said for her, getting to these Olympics isn't so much about winning medals as it is about survival.
I think the more important part of my story, for myself at least, is that I'm still here, that I made it back, that I made it through all of that, all of those things. It was incredibly challenging.
There are a couple reasons why her accomplishment is amazing. Sweeney, who's 28 years old, had to qualify for her second Olympic Games. And remember, that's an insanely difficult thing to do. As a completely different athlete, her body just works differently after the crash.
She doesn't have the range of movement that she used to have. You know, you're on the sled and you're pulling 5Gs. There's not a lot of flex that she has.
That's Emily's sister, Megan Sweeney Schaefer, who was also a top U.S. luge racer, competing at the Vancouver Olympics in 2010. She says her sister had to find a way to slide and race more creatively, not physically loose, but mentally loose.
And that has really helped clear her mind before going down the track. And I think that that's the biggest difference that I see.
Here in Beijing, Sweeney has to enter that zen-like state of mind, relaxed and fearless, doing something that wrecked her body. Luge is a sport where winning and losing is measured in tiny fractions of a second.
I've shown this year that I have a lot of speed with me, within myself, but in order to get that speed, I have to be going for it. I can't play it safe.
While Sweeney races, friends and family will be watching from back home in Lake Placid, the village in New York's Adirondack Mountains where she got her start as a sled racer. A few days ago, her parents, Sue and Larry, were decorating, getting ready to gather around the television. Because of the pandemic, they couldn't travel to Beijing.
It's really hard.
It's really
not
hard
to be there.
Emily's mom, Sue, says her daughter may be fearless, but for the family, this is scary.
We've seen what can happen. Like, we never had seen anything like that before, ever. Yeah. It does weigh on your mind a bit.
So the next 2 days will be nerve-wracking, but Larry Sweeney says they've been a sled racing family for a long time. They'll try their best to enjoy their daughter's Olympic moment.
We have a tradition. We call it luge hooch. Jameson Bailey's 50-50, so.
So a little bit of whiskey goes a long way.
Yeah.
That and deep breathing.
Speaking to reporters this week, Emily Sweeney said she's grateful her family has backed her, supporting her recovery and her return to the Olympics.
They've gone through it. They've had all the joyous parts and they've had to deal with me going through terrible parts. So thanks, Mom and Dad.
Sweeney faces one last mental test. She'll race on a winding sled track that's brand new, built for these Winter Games. Which means she'll have to go all out, risking everything on an icy course that's unfamiliar. Brian Mann, NPR News, Beijing.